Good morning on this Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day today. Governor Mike Pence says today we commemorate a true American leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. His dedication to justice and progress made an incalculable impact on our nation and on our state. Even today, we feel the innumerable effects and gravity of his leadership as he continues to inspire our people. A survivor of the 1963 Birmingham, Alabama church bombing that infamously killed four little girls is in Indy today to take part in the city's remembrances of Dr. King. Sarah Collins Rudolph will speak at the Madam Walker Theater. The event is free and gets underway at 8:45 after a march on Indiana Avenue. They're starting now. Metro Police are investigating the shooting death of a 13-year-old on Indy's East Side. Police say they found the boy lying on the sidewalk near 38th and Post sometime after 2 o'clock this morning. IMPD Chief Rick Hite is heading to Washington to attend the State of the Union. He was invited to go with Representative Susan Brooks. He'll leave today and return on Thursday. Hite calls the opportunity a highlight and an honor. He says he'll use it to leverage relationships. Authorities say there's no indication that shots fired from a passing car were actually aimed at Vice President Joe Biden's house in Delaware. Federal officials say neither Biden nor his wife Jill were home when someone opened fire near their Greenville home around 8:30 p.m. on Saturday. Oprah Winfrey and the cast of Selma made their way to Selma, Alabama to march in tribute to Dr. King yesterday. The gathering came one day ahead of this King holiday and included local community leaders and a question and answer session with the cast and filmmakers at Selma High School. And the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots will do battle in Super Bowl 49. The defending champion Seahawks advanced to the NFL title game with a 28-22 overtime win over the Green Bay Packers. The Patriots cruised to their 8th Super Bowl appearance in franchise history with a dominating 45-7 win over our Indianapolis Colts last night.
Not much went right today. Long day. They obviously outplayed us and deserve to move on.
Colts quarterback Andrew Luck. Colts, we still love you. Sunshine and clouds mixed today, a high of 46. Make it a great King Day, a day on, not a day off. I'm Kim Wells. Keep listening because we're your station for today's R&B and old school, 106.7 WTLC. And right here online, you can listen to us here at TLCNaptown.com.